Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Heads up.
Heads up.
I believe we got it then.
Hey, Hunt Cub.
Good.
We hears you.
Excellent.
Viral Bavargo says no.
Well, he's having testicle difficulties. I can't help that.
I hate testicle difficulties. Oh, Hunt Cub knows Spanish. Muy bien. Tu pinga es muy...
Grande.
Grande. All right, I guess we'll get started here.
Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. Maybe.
No.
Here we go. Of course.
Next, on a very special edition of Foul Monkeys, Ricky learns a tough lesson in love.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episodes, I believe, 260 and 261.
Sounds right to me.
It is February 7th, Sunday, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for being in the room. We have, three people besides us.
So far.
I hope you guys... Can you hear the washing machine going on in the background? Because we can.
It's love in the rinse cycle.
For actually, real.
The spin cycle right now. Oh, God.
Wow.
The one time a week Ricky does some cleaning or laundry.
Well,
during the show.
Yeah, but last time we were doing it too. Remember it went off during the show? And I was like, oh, well, let's let all the noises go off at the same
time. That's correct, yes.
I think it says dubious intent because
every
Sunday, I think.
No, anybody that has broadcasted on this in the past few weeks, it always says dubious intent.
Yeah,
no matter what time you're on. And
it's not being up-changed or anything.
No, nothing's.
So, hopefully we get all that fixed and whatever. But you guys know we'll be here every...
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I love it that it's Ricky's mic that cuts out now and not mine.
You guys know we'll be here every Sunday. Mm-hmm. Every other Sunday, excuse me.
Even if we...
From 3 to 4. Even if we're sickies.
Even if we have to start Pride 69.
Right. On our own.
Then
so
we'll be here for you.
We'll get Steve in the UK okay to get us a website going.
Yeah. We have people.
No, I think it's good. How do you change your name? Okay.
It's / Nick
space and
then
the name you want it to be.
Whatever name you want.
So, we recorded on Wednesday, and apparently Wednesday's show was, the most hilarious show ever.
Right. Well, it's, I talked about some not very pleasant things.
But
part of
it
wasn't really funny, but...
I don't get it. I mean, I seriously don't get why it was so funny.
I don't know.
But I was... I mean, people were saying, oh, my God, it was so hilarious. You had me peeing. I'm like, oh, I don't even remember really what we talked about. So we listened to it a little bit today, but we kind of got bored with it, so we stopped listening.
Well, you got bored with it and turned it off because you were the one playing it.
Yeah, and I wanted to listen to some music anyway, so.
Right.
Let's see, who we got in the room here? We have Tara.
/ Team Julian.
Team Julian. We have Turniped. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, motherfucker.
You're overmodulating.
Angry.
We have Drummer Sticks.
Hey, Drummer Sticks.
Veritable Virgo.
We were saying a few things about you before we start recording that probably shouldn't have been said ever.
Yeah.
It was dirty.
Yes, it was.
Hunt Cub, Andrea, hey. Oh, we're getting a lot of people coming in.
I'm looking at my show notes and I'm so glad that I put one last night because I had totally forgotten it until just now.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, Guru Nitty. Hey, Gravitas. he posted on Twitter the other day that, because they're always talking about how he always has glitter on and everything.
Right, right.
So he was saying he was in the bed. I go, when you get out of the bed... Is your bed covered in glitter? He's like, no, it's too sandy.
Well, Drummer Sticks, let's just say we were talking about what we would do to you if
because
we had our opportunity.
Yeah.
And it would be things that you have never had done to you. And
you would never, ever go back to anything ever again. So.
Yeah. We were just
talking. That's like mild talk for us.
Wishing out loud, maybe.
Yeah, wishing out loud. You know, I'll probably be in, you know, L.A. probably around May. So, you know, when we...
After Ricky does Chicago, Ricky might do L.A. again.
Team Juliana.
Juliana.
Julian Marpolis.
Juliana Marpolis.
All righty. So we got plenty... Wow, we have more people in the room than we did last time. I'm kind of happy.
I know.
You all need to go tell your friends to get on, too. Well, according to Ricky, he wants me to join the sad side. I actually meant to just say our side.
Oh.
No, we're not sad. Hey, Andrew.
Ricky will be whoring his way across the USA.
Whatever. So, what's been up since Wednesday?
Lord.
It's cold today. I know
it is a little chilly today. Let's see. Me and Ricky did something very unusual for us. We went out drinking both Friday night and Saturday night.
Oh my God.
Which is, there's a plethora of stories there.
Yeah.
All by itself.
Some of them not so spoken about, and some of them will be spoken about. So, of course, I mean, it just makes us, you know. There's some things that have to be private in our lives.
Well, there has to be
a boundary,
a modicum of privacy.
Yes. And sometimes, maybe in a later show, maybe 5-10 years down the road, we'll be like, oh, yeah, remember that time? And then you're going to be like, you weren't supposed to say that. And I was like, oh.
OMG. I know your fucking phone is not ringing in the middle of a show.
I'm sorry.
My God.
Sorry.
Now you have to turn it off.
I can't turn it off.
All the way
I'll
off.
I'll put it on silent.
The way off.
I can't turn it all the way off. So, let's see.
Yeah, so in 5 years, we'll be like, Ricky, remember that time you were laying in the piss trough and 20 guys were peeing on you?
No, I don't remember that. Because that would never happen.
In my mouth.
Never happened. I did tell everybody about the Eagle adventure that I had on.
That was on the Wednesday show.
We didn't go this weekend.
We went this weekend to our local homosexual dive.
Yeah. Also known as the Pulse or the Dirty Bird or Green Parrot.
Ricky can't turn off the phone. He won't get the Grindr alerts.
I don't get Grindr alerts. I don't get Grindr alerts because I don't pay for that service. So, and there's never any guys on there that I really like. So,
whatever. And what by that you mean there's no guys on there that like you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or that local.
Oh.
So, I can tell you one thing about the Eagle from last weekend that is still happening this weekend is my fucking knee still hurts.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you still had itchy bits.
No, I don't have itchy bits. Itchy bits. So,
well, I've got a topic that's not this week related. This is actually the oldest item on my show notes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as everybody knows probably that Ricky's started a eat right and exercise program since the beginning of the year, and I have to give him credit. He's been really good with that and has lost weight and has stuck to it pretty good. But he did say something to me that was kind of disturbing about your exercise routine, that you have to wear shorts under your shorts because your balls bang against your legs.
No, well, yes. I have to wear like biker shorts under my shorts because
your balls bang against your legs.
Yeah.
Is what you told me.
Well, that happens. So I have to have something a little bit more snug so they'll stay where they stay put. I can't help that.
I had a nightmare that night.
When you say nightmare, you mean wet dream.
No. Oh. I was trapped on a conveyor belt, kind of like James Bond.
Me.
And going down, and I was trapped underneath pendulous swinging balls. Yeah.
I don't like jock straps. I don't really care for
just
them.
On you or
just on me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean jock straps are pretty hot, so but I have to have the shorts. I have to have them. If I don't, then it's not comfortable walking. It's like a big titty girl trying to run with a sports bra.
I guess my balls aren't saggy and pendulous enough.
Mine,
because boxer briefs are more than ample to hold me in place.
How dare you? Saggy. Navikoff? Who's that? Are you new? Do we know them?
Not that I know.
They're new, I think.
Ooh.
Drummer sticks. Do you have a picture of when you were in high school? Well, no, that'd be considered child porn. Don't send that to us.
Yeah. And could you still dress up in a football uniform?
And send that picture to us?
Yeah, because I would really enjoy that.
Nessa just text messaged me. Haha, your balls are huge. Franco says, sorry, I can't be in the chat room today. Hope you guys have a good show. Tell Julian I said hey.
Who was that?
Franco.
Oh, okay.
You know, because he never comes into the room anymore. I guess he doesn't really
like us.
He
doesn't love us.
So
he'll go to everybody else's room.
Right. So. Whatever.
Mm.
I'm new to the chat. This is the first time.
Well,
is this the first time you've listened to our show also?
I'm Kevin.
Oh, Kevin in Oakland Park. Okay. I know who that is. Hey, Kevin.
Well, hello, Kevin, and welcome to the show.
We actually might get 20 people up in this bitch.
That's what you said last night.
How dare you?
Well, before we went out last night, Ricky made me buzz his head.
Yeah.
To shave off the...
I should have took a picture of my hair when I was blow-drying it, because it was like all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, well, I did a quick buzz on his head last night, and then this morning he was talking to me and looking in the mirror, and he's like, oh my God. I'm like, what? He's like, there's like four long hairs on the top front of my head that's like 2 inches long.
Like a cancer patient. He goes, well, you had a hat on. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess
you're
right. So, yeah.
You like look like one of those little baby dolls with the three long hairs right in the top of your head.
Baby kind
of
thing.
Yeah, that one.
Congrats to Big Fatty for a 3-year anniversary. Wow, he's been doing that show for 3 years.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Foul Monkey's 4th anniversary is coming up on April 29th.
Well, that's correct.
I know. That's crazy.
And as of, I think it's about this time
now,
is the 1-year anniversary of me.
Yeah.
Beginning
and
on Foul Monkeys.
And I think you're the one that stuck the longest so far.
Well, they seem to like me. You like me. You really like me.
Speaking of before we went out on Friday, Julian has been all kinds of happy this week.
Oh, Lord.
He bitches and complains.
I bitched and moaned
and he
whined,
got what he asked for.
And finally, I got some pictures from listeners.
Yes, he did.
I will not call anybody out on their own, but I got some very nice pictures.
Which is very nice.
It was.
One of them he would not share with me.
That's correct.
I guess the person didn't allow that. Whatever.
Although, I really like the one from Drummer Sticks, mm-hmm. although I wish he would have panned a little lower.
Down lower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to need I'm going to need to see a little bit of a happy trail there.
Mm.
Be careful, Julian.
Don't do that to me.
That's a microphone.
Don't do that to me. Was there someone before Nicole?
Yes. I've had a lot of people, like co-host and guest. The main ones were Gina, and then Cedric, and then Samantha, and then Nicole.
Yeah.
And then you pretty much are the main ones.
I know he was your boyfriend and all, but so many people tell me that they didn't care for
Herb
on the show.
They did not care for him at all.
No.
I probably lost a lot of listeners because of him, so...
I guess he would go off on long rants and whatnot.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he goes against the grain or whatever.
Mm.
So, Friday night we went out and had a drag-a-palooza, and we have video of it. I posted it on Twitter.
Oh, God.
I might have to put it up on YouTube.
Just starting to talk about some of the ignorant fucking people that were there.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the guy that had a halfway decent body, younger guy, but was wearing a shirt with the ballerina shirt.
Julian turns around
I'm like, Disney on Ice called, they want their top back. So, yeah.
Yeah. And he had, like, a really nice body, but he was so queenie. Yep. And then he happened to be the stripper last night at the bar, yeah. too.
And then this one hot guy came in.
Latino.
Kind of glasses. He had glasses on, which kind of made him look like a little smarty, but very built and nice.
Chiseled face.
And then he comes up, and he's the fucking drag queen's boyfriend. I'm like, really?
What a waste.
Why? I don't understand that. Why? I think it's like the gateway for straight guys to turn gay.
I guess so.
But but if you're totally gay and know you're gay, then why the fuck do you want something that dresses like a woman?
Right. And sticks their dick up in their asshole.
No, honestly, I'm gay. I like guys. And I want a guy that looks and acts like a guy.
Right. Hey, Tasty Diane. I think that's who Tasty D is.
Oh, that would make sense to me.
Yes. Oh, my God.
What?
I just posted. Click on that link.
Which one?
Laura Diggs. Okay. And look at that first picture. Oh, my God.
No.
What is that?
No.
What is that?
No. No. Ew.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, I had to X out of that real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What the fuck was that?
Oh, my God.
Who can do that?
Oh,
my God.
Mm-mm.
That is all kinds of wrong.
Oh, Jesus.
Ugh. Oh, my God. I'm nervous on the inside now. Actually, mine just went all up inside me.
Me too. I know one person whose penis probably couldn't go up inside of them.
Was the guy at the bar?
The black guy from the bar who, like, readjusted himself and grabbed almost
all the way down to
his knee. And I'm like,
I saw Julian's face because the guy was behind me, and Julian's face was like total disgust and scared.
He like grabs like 18 inches down and pulls up and reaches. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, you know what? I did this thing on my phone. I can go onto Ustream and we could be live, so people can watch us live if they go to our Ustream.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to hold up the phone and record
and
at the same
time. And I don't know if I want to have to dress and look good for every show we do.
You're dressed now. What does it matter?
No, I'd have to look better than this.
Oh, God. Whatever. You make me sick.
Well, I'm sorry that I like to take care of myself.
So, let's see. Friday, we went drinking. Do we need some? What else? Oh, our game. We have a new game.
Oh, Lord. Yes.
We have a new game, and we
love
it. It's
called What's Your Lot Number?
Yes. So what happens is we're sitting at the bar, and we watch the front door, and then when we see somebody walk in that we may have a hint of trailer trash in them.
Or full-blown trailer trash.
Right. What we do is we go one, two, well, the premise is, the lot numbers go from 1 to 100, 100 being the highest white trash, 1 being the lowest. So then what we do is we look at the person and we turn around to each other and go, 1, 2, 3, 67. And then, and then if we say the same number, then we have to take a shot.
Yeah, well, we did it like 87 times last night, and the three of us never come up with the same number.
No, but Gigi and I got close. She said 65, and I said 64.
Oh. Well.
She was having a good time, my friend Gigi.
Yeah.
It's the first time she'd ever been in the bar.
I took her
before.
To the back bar to do a shot, and she's like, oh, what's back out here, the little patio thing? And I'm like, look, shady homosexuals. And then we walk back in. So
she came back on. I'm drinking a shot. I go, what is it? Something fruity. I'm like, but you've been sipping on that shot for like 5 minutes now. You're supposed to take
Shoot
it all at one time. Oh, that was funny. Last night we get at the bar and Julian starts off with a beer And then I said, well, why are you starting out with the beer? He's like, oh, I'm not doing the liquor tonight. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, we'll see by the time.
That was Friday.
No, that was last night.
No, that was Friday. Because last night I ordered a beer and Jaeger Bomb simultaneously when we walked here.
Sorry. So, later on in the night, Julian goes, oh, can I get a shot? And I was like, hey, I thought you weren't doing liquor. He goes, shots don't count.
Well, they don't.
And I fucking hate Jaeger. That shit is so nasty.
Well, ugh. Jaeger has a tendency to make me a little too happy.
Yeah. Hard. To say the least. So we're like 20 minutes into the show and we're kind of done already. Yeah.
Well, you know, we have some calls and stuff that we can play.
Yeah, we do to that. We do to that. Yeah.
We do to that. Okay. Yeah.
Jaeger is fucking gross. It's nasty. It'll make me puke in a heartbeat.
Eh.
Ugh, can't.
As long
do
as
it.
It's mixed with Red Bull, it's fine.
You bought me one.
Did I?
A couple weeks ago. Didn't you buy me one?
I don't remember.
Oh, no. That was at the Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah.
Not you, but someone bought me one. And I did it, and I didn't even know. Ugh. Yeah. Oh, post office box. Congrats BF for 3-year anniversary. Is that Joe?
Probably.
Should I do my little post office box song that Nicole and I did?
You might as well.
Okay.
Might as well use it.
What's in the box? What's in the box? Is it a gift or is it a threat? What's in the box?
Yeah.
So, Julian, tell them what you got.
We got Christmas prezzies,
mm-hmm.
only a month late. Sorry, month and a half late from one of our biggest fans. I know one of my biggest fans,
mm-hmm.
Joe in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I got a few DVDs.
What's one of them called? Mandingo?
Mandingo. Season 1 of the Jeff Foxworthy Show. And one called Black Meat, White Heat.
How appropriate, of course. And what else you got? The
And I got an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard of Oz. It says
it has Glinda the Good Witch.
Yes, now be gone before somebody drops a house on you.
And it's pink, yeah. Like lime green color.
Of course it is.
And Chris got he sent Chris something. The little vases.
Yeah.
The glass vases. So.
And what did you get, Ricky?
I got a DVD of porn.
And?
Oh, a hat. Okay. All right. So, Joe, I don't know if this is you in the room. If it is, please say yes. Because, you know, I love a gift like everyone else. I love a gift like a fat kid loves cake. Okay. Love them. Love them, love them. The hat that you sent me, I'm sorry. I will never place on my head again.
It's a brand.
It's so big, first of all.
That only douchebags wear.
Yeah. Like John from John and 8, John and Kate plus 8.
Oh my God, he was at the bar Friday.
Oh, he was there. He totally was there. He said everyone loves that hat.
Everyone loves a hat.
Oh. I was like, I don't remember seeing everyone loving that hat. I don't read.
Remedial reading.
Yeah. That's what happens when I drink.
Well, you did wear it long enough for me to take a picture of you.
Yeah. So Joe, I really appreciate the hat, but I can't wear that hat.
Well,
it's too busy for me.
Maybe we'll just donate it to a local douchebag.
Yeah, because there's several, but we have one in mind. Ricky is hot with the hat on. I'm hot with the hat on, just not that one.
Unless it's Patty Hearst hat.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't. Ugh. Crocs. Ugh. Crocs are everything that's evil and wrong with this world.
God. I'm sorry. I like.
Yeah, that's my knee you're touching. Oh, I guess you never actually said what kind of hat it was, did you?
It's an Ed Hardy hat.
An Ed Hardy hat.
Uh-oh. I think we got a call from Joe.
Uh-oh. Well, we have a bunch of calls, don't we?
We do. Okay. We got some emails, too, so we'll get started with that. Hold on. Let's do this.
Okay, what do we have?
Pause!
Oh, my God.
Hello, hotline. We want to hear from you. Hello, hotline. We want to hear from you.
I haven't heard from Lou lately.
I know. I wonder what he's been up to.
He's probably banging Michael all the time.
So, okay, this is our first email. Like, miraculously, right. Brittany, the time traveler, has been calling us.
She came back from the future.
She came back from the future, and she's back, and she's got a few things to say. So here's the first call.
Absolutely.
Hey, y'all. This is Brittany Spears, the time traveler. How have y'all been? It's been a while, I know. I've just been lost in outer space trying to help some friends and shit. I got one friend going through a real difficult time. His boyfriend's being a total dick, dumped him, and everything like that. I don't know why. He seems to be real hot. I would totally lick his balls sweat. But anyways, I just wanted to say hi and check in with you guys. I love the show. Keep it up. Tune in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, boys.
My comment on that one is he is really hot, and I would lick his balls sweat.
Let's see. What else we got here? We got some emails. Something was about, I guess I can't see it now.
Are you having issues today?
I'm having issues because I thought I had some messages saved here from where people sent us stuff, but should we save? Because Brittany called back a couple times.
Yeah, we'll save at least one for the...
Should we do the one that came in right after that?
That's up to you.
All right, we're just going to go ahead and do that one because it's pretty funny.
Okay.
How long have we been recording? 20 minutes?
25 minutes, okay. Yeah.
So we'll do this one, and we'll talk about our map, and then...
Ew. Well,
sorry. And then we will end the show and then start another one. So
I'm surprised you didn't just belch right into the mic like Big Fatty.
Ooh, spaghetti! With sausage!
What is Big Fatty on?
Oh. All right, next call from Brittany, the time traveler.
Hey, y'all, this is Brittany Spears, the time traveler again. I just wanted to call you back. I had to sneak outside real quick from my mother. She's trying to track it down and keep me from snorting some old cocaine. I just wanted to tell you, if by any of your listeners ever want to contact Damon and totally bash his ex, because his ex is a big old douchebag anyways, who's out on a date right now, while Damon sits at home and takes care of all of the dogs. But that's okay, because Damon will have his fun, I know. So if you just guys send him hate mail, burn his house down, do whatever you feel like, just let him know that you're not happy. Damon is your friend. Okay, guys? Bye.
I love the part about Damon. Why Damon sits at home and watches the dogs.
I have no idea what it feels like to be stuck with the dogs.
No, you don't, do you?
Not at all.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. It's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, Drummer Sticks just left a voicemail.
Oh, that's who that be. Hey. Look, Drummer Sticks, when I get out to L.A., it might not be good that we meet.
That is when it would be good to stream your face while you're listening to the Drummer Sticks. Because if everybody could just see what I see, how your face gets this look on it when you hear his voice.
Just talking about him makes me blush.
It's like your pecker perks up and...
Not my pecker perks up.
Yeah.
You pecker perker. All right, so we had... we bought a map last time we talked about it, and we wanted people to call in or send us stuff or send us an email.
You know, Miss South Carolina.
Yeah, she needs maps, and therefore such as...
And now we have one.
As the Iraqs and the South Africas.
We did mention this last show, by the way. About the map. Yeah.
So we had some people respond.
Mm-hmm.
So the first person to respond, his name is Tim.
Uh-huh.
And he actually has a podcast called Taste Like Burning.
Uh-huh.
And we listened to the last episode, the one with the whale where they were out on the boat and everything.
Correct.
And it was pretty fucking funny. So you guys should check that shit out. It was pretty funny. He is from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, specifically Arlington. But our map is so small that Arlington was not on there, so we had to put you on Fort Worth. Sorry. He said, by the way, Ricky, when you whip out a random how dare you, I just love it. I want that as a ringtone for when my sister-in-law calls me. Love you both. You are great. Tim. So,
of course we are.
Oh, wait. In the beginning, he said, what a cool idea. A listener map. Pin me. Not like that. How dare you? And then the next person, so we pinned him up there, and he has his little name on it. He's the only one that we have in Texas right now.
Yeah, but I have a feeling we'll have a shitload of pins in Texas.
Right.
Especially Dallas before it's over with.
Right. So then the next person that contacted us was Tara, who was in the room.
Yes.
And she says, I live in the shitty city of Flint, Michigan. That stands for Michigan. Sorry. Or she put M-I. She goes, that stands for Michigan. Sorry, Ricky. I know my state abbreviations. Okay, ho? Shit.
I can't find Flint, Maine on this map.
Yes, Drummer Sticks, you should come to Gay Days in June, and I would be more than happy to have you stay in the house here.
Yes, we would.
You could be our, he could be our Mexican houseboy. That would be so hot.
You are so racist.
That's not racist.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I think it is.
That is not racist.
I think maybe you should be the houseboy.
But I'm white. No, I'm so kidding. She goes, I don't have any dirty photos of man bits, but here's a little video of the men's that I sent Drew Ray G a while ago. It was originally an ad for a clothing company. If the file doesn't work, the website is listed below, and guys are in the second row all the way at the end, not safe for work, which I haven't seen it. We'll have to take a look at it afterwards because I forgot.
We're up to 31 minutes now.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and get this one finished. So if you'd like, give us a call at 206-984-FOWL or 863-666-0377.
You can send us stuff at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
No, they can email us. They can send us stuff at P.O. Box.
They can send us an email.
Yeah, whatever.
Or pictures. Just or video.
Get that shit right the first time,
fuck
okay?
You. Asshole.
This is done. I'm done with you.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, like Joe did. Just don't send us any crack or anthrax or used diapers or anything like that, because we will report your asses.
Okay.
You can find us on Facebook at the Foul Monkeys Podcast
fan site.
And you can find me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook at JC Marple, MARPLE.
So I guess that's it, boys and girls.
You've downloaded episode 260.
Mm-hmm. And we're out of here. We'll talk to you later.